he's out there in the rain. He's down on his hands and knees, wallowing around in the mud, trying to figure out what's going on in this morel mushroom season. Ron Rademacher, Michigan Back Roads. Ron, how the heck are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing so good. I can't wait for this weekend. We have our Earth Day celebration all set up over here. We're going out into the woods, believe it or not. We're going shooting. Kathy got a new revolver.
Good.
Gotta get that baby smoking. Then we're going to, of course, look for some morels. But in case we're unlucky, we're planning to start ourselves a little campfire out there using wood, a form of carbon. And we got some back straps and some potatoes we're going to roast over that baby.
Excellent. Burn wood, char animal flesh.
I mean, you know, and if we happen to find some morels, those babies will go on that fire too. So going to be a good Sunday out there.
Right. A good Sunday. Looking for an obviously.
And morels are they're out there, and we'll be reporting on that. And, of course, the festival's coming up. But I do want to touch on one other thing that's going on. You know where NEMA is. You know, they have a big wild game feast up there.
Yes.
And so they're looking for feedback because the possum pot pie debate is up again. And even though the thing isn't coming up for a while, some people, you know, some of the newcomers that have come into that area in the last 10, 20 years have taken to feeding their possums to fatten them up. And traditionally, you only use free-range possum, you know? So, I mean...
as opposed to the farm-raised, the
caged ones, you know.
What is wrong with you? So, did your mother have any children that lived?
I'm just telling you, this is how it goes around here. Since we're talking about animals, I'm going to jump the list here a little bit and just mention to everybody that the Upper Peninsula, they have a free entrance date in the national parks, April 20th. So if you're going up, you want to get up to Picture Rocks, any of those places. But while you're up there, if you end up going over to Peter White Drive over in the Presqu'ile Park in Marquette, road is closed at night because of the blue salamander migration. So don't get ticketed for running down the blue salamanders. It goes all the way to May 15th, that road.
Blue salamanders.
Yeah, blue salamanders. There's a wetland that they have since back when I was a kid. They would go across, and that's where they get their peeping going on, whatever else they do in that wetland. And they kept to close this road.
Yeah, and where is that?
This is in the Presqu'ile Park in Marquette, and it's just one road.
This is not on your list. I'm like, where is that? Where is that?
Well, this is a sudden add-on. Every now and then I have these add-ons that I become aware of that I forgot.
No, we go by the list. I'm kidding.
We go by the list. Since when?
That's it. I'm done here.
It's hard to believe that I managed to get the possum debate in there, but I missed the salamander.
Salamander. All right.
So,
what else we got?
Well, we got the 9th annual beer fest at the ballpark in Lansing.
Beer and balls. Right. Beer at the ball. Beer fest
balls,
at the ballpark.
50-plus breweries. We got ciders, mead, wine.
I don't know if I've ever had. We've talked about that on the show. I don't know if I've ever had mead. I mean, I know what it is, roughly.
It's honey mead. You make it out. You ferment honey to make mead, and if you do it right, it is sensational. You can do it. It's legal. You can buy everything you need at the hardware store, and you can do it right there in your basement. We've done it several times. It's delicious. If you don't want to do that, up near your northern compound, not far away, over by Frankfurt, there's a real nice honey meadery over there. I think they have like 30 million bees or something over there.
I'm getting bees this week.
Are you getting bees this week? Oh, good.
I am.
Well, then you can harvest your own honey and recycle that into mead. Very easy to do.
Yeah, brother Shane is start. Well, the weather. We got to watch the weather now. It's rained way too much, but we're supposed to do it tomorrow, but we might have to wait.
It's still stay cool for another 10 days, so you might have to hold off on that a little bit. But
yeah, there you go.
If you ever run into trouble, just let me know. Farm Market Freddy's been a beekeeper for years, and he knows all the ins and outs, and you'll have a good time.
Farm Market Freddy,
educational.
Right. Good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Where are we going now?
So you got the well, we may as well, we'll go over to the ever-partying Frankenmuth. I mean, they have something going on there. I think they have, like, 27 festivals there every year. This is the bring back the 80s.
And then one every weekend, one for everybody. Yeah,
yeah, something going on. And so they got big, you know, 80s cover bands. They got a best dress contest going on. So, you know, Ivy teases up her hair. You put on your peg jeans. Stonewash, of course.
Yeah.
And that would be a sight.
I'm just wearing chaps.
And I'm sure you're gonna place. I'm not sure exactly what place, but you'll get a trophy of some kind.
You'll get a trophy for that, Gruber.
Yeah, you get a trophy for that. And then finally, we got two other things. You got the Big Mac and Cheese, the Mac and Cheese Festival in Battle Creek. We got a lot of different vendors there, live music, and they do include those vital adult hydration stations.
Right.
So if you're going from table to table eating mac and cheese, you will not dehydrate. Very
healthy. I'm sure it's very healthy. Good for the boys and girls, right?
Very healthy. Yeah. And for the high-minded, in fact, I like this. I hope I have a chance to get over there. John Ball Zoo has the Lantern Festival, and these are Asian lanterns that are handmade, and they have so many of them that they illuminate the entire zoo with these things. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
That's what's going on around Michigan. And
we will have
some new news next week and some maple syrup news. So, stay tuned.
Well, there you go. All right. MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com for Ron Rademacher.
Free-range possums Rademacher. Only, people. Free-range only.
Yeah. Michigan Backroads. Free-range possum only for that possum festival.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome pot pie. All right. Only in name. Thank you, Ron. Carry on.
You got it, brother. Talk to you later.
All right. There you go. I just got a Morel mushroom update. Like it. Thanks. Keep them coming at SteveGruber.com.